Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. Once again this morning, we're having a little bit of trouble with our connection, so we may sound like we're in a hole sometime or other, but we'll get through this again. Mayor Reagan is supposed to be up here just in a few minutes to talk to us, and we'd like to welcome you in as we do here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock to the Clay County Corner. And we come to you live here in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Sounds like we got quite a few trucks coming through town this morning, but hopefully that won't be too much noise. Before we get started, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the folks that make this possible, the Clay Chamber, the Three-Star Committee, and, of course, all the great folks that that advertise on this show. And I think with that, we'll take just a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes and begin today's show.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, busy and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Good Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're exceptionally pleased to be here this morning. As I said earlier, we're working under kind of limited circumstances again this morning. I think when during one of our thunderstorms the other night, we had a little bit of maybe a little lightning strike on our mixer box here, and like thank Mr. Ivan Anderson came over to try to work this thing out, and we thought we had a little temporary fix taken care of, but it didn't work out hardly that way. And Mayor Reagan's on his way up, and while we're waiting on him, I've got a new program that I want to talk a little bit about the courthouse here that we're getting ready to begin, and it's called Adopt a Window in the Old Courthouse. And you know, looking at this, you know, as our old courthouse is right now nearing its 150th birthday, and the building needs a complete restoration. And over the past few years, we've been able to get some grants to do some, just a little bit of catch-up work and do some things like that. We got one grant of $10,000 where we could kind of shore up and bring up the codes, our electrical in here, and we got that one done. And then a couple of years ago, we got one through the Arts Commission. These were $10,000 grants where we could start the process of turning the old courthouse into a cultural and performing arts center here for the county. And now we're looking a little bit beyond that because, you know, we're kind of thinking now that since we didn't get to do a complete celebration of our 60th centennial for the county, we've got the birthday for this courthouse coming up here in a couple of, well, in about 2.5 years. So we thought, you know, that might be a great thing to celebrate. And that is the 150th birthday of the old courthouse. But we're kind of looking at something like that a little bit later on. And right now, we have a grant this year to start working on the windows here in the courthouse. We've come up with a plan to restore the windows and in a couple of phases. The first phase would be to put non-intrusive glass in here with storm windows, which would then protect the building and also protect the windows that are here. And also, it would allow for these original windows to be taken out of the frame and restored, taken to the shop or whatever needs to be done to restore them so we don't lose any of our original glasswork that's in here. We still have the original hand-formed glasswork here in the courthouse that's been here for about 150 years, so we're working on that, and we got a grant on that in the amount of $10,000, and with that amount, that's going to allow us to put storm windows on 8 of the windows here at the courthouse, which are the ones that are downstairs. But then, you know, with further discussion with the restoration company, we got a figure where we could completely restore each one of the windows in this courthouse, take them out, redo them, put the storms in for about $2,200 a window. So I know someone had a brainstorm, said, well, why don't we do an adopt a window program and let the folks here in and around Clay County contribute and to adopt one of these windows, and if they want to adopt an entire window for a family or a group or something, there would be a little gold plate put on there, you know, put on that window to remain there for maybe the next 150 years. That would give folks a part of this courthouse, and you would then become part of it. But also, we realize that a lot of folks, you know, can't do a full window. So, you know, if a group of people get together and want to do one in honor of someone or in memory of someone or just as a family group or whatever, or if you just wanted to make a small contribution, we will fix a plate on each one of the windows when we get it done that will remain there from now on, and that way we can start. Sorry about that interruption, but we have an emergency somewhere. But so you know, I know I received a couple of folks that came in and said, you know, that they wanted to do $100 for the window, and I said, well, okay, you know, enough to do a window that way. We will put a list of names on that window who helped to save and adopt that window, and then that way we hopefully that we can get this to become a, you'll become a permanent part of this building, which should be a great honor. And she has stood here for 150 years, but I know as you drive by, you look around, and it appears to be, you know, in just great condition. It is in excellent condition for its age, but when we get close to the windows, we start looking. A lot of all the windows in here need reglazing, and we've gotten to the point where we're afraid that, you know, if one of these storms happens to come by sometime and either cause a vacuum or something in this building, that these original window panes, a whole lot of them would just basically pop out of the frame. But we've come up with this plan, and we hope that the folks here in and around Clay County or anywhere all over the United States, we realize that we have lots of folks from all over this great country. They got married here in this building, that have special memories here, and this would be a great way. This would be a great way to remember that and to become a visual part of this courthouse. And with that, if you would like to be a part of this, you can give me a call at 931. Once again, that's 931-243-3464. And my email address is w.thomas63@yahoo.com, or I do have a Facebook account, and I'll be posting this on Facebook. You can message me there. And if you'd like to become a part of this Adopt a Window program, we sure would appreciate your help in any way. And with that, good morning, Mayor Reagan.
Good morning.
You'll need to move over here, Mayor. We're working on the cell phone.
Okay.
I think we had we got a lightning strike on our on our mixer here. We had to do this last week in emergency. We thought we had a system mixed up. But sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men go away. I believe that's what the poet said, wasn't it?
Yes, the old poet said the show must go on.
Yeah, the show must go on. And it is quite a show, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to get to come back and be with you, Tom.
Hey, it is great to have you here with us, and I know you've got some things. I think I noticed a publication in the paper this week of the county budget.
Yeah.
I know you'll be talking about that and some other things. If you would, Mayor, I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break. We'll come back so we don't have to interrupt you for too long, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Rakin, good morning again.
Good morning.
Again, thank you, and I'm sorry I'm running a little late. I think we're having a little of a fire call up East Lake Avenue, I believe, for all the excitement and stuff going on this morning. I believe all the emergency vehicles have went out now, so they calmed down. Thomas is shutting some of the doors so we can not like get interrupted as bad like that. And, good morning, Thomas. Thank you again for allowing me to be here.
Well, welcome in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I think it's been a while since we've been on here. I think last couple of times, maybe I've shipped out of town for a little R&R, and you've been on with Kevin. Of course, Kevin has left us now.
But he's not left us. I mean, I know he's going to be, and I certainly want to wish him the best in his new endeavors. And I know he'll be working with TCAT now with the local high school and through that new program of, I think, the welding class.
Right, welding class.
And I know that he'll be turning out some talent there that even some of our local businesses will hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of.
Maybe that's part of his job, kind of work between the school and the business.
I think it is. When I talk to him, I think that's what he was. He's going to kind of be the conduit that connects those groups together and everything.
So really, just all the changes, we could just call on him. Now we're going to have to call him and schedule him again.
Exactly. And I know he'll be more than happy to continue to be there. And I know that he's going to continue to be on some committees and stuff, but especially the workforce development committee. We have a couple of things that we'd like to share with everyone. My solid waste department, there's some changes that's coming down the pike. And she has been serving as my interim director down there for, I guess, a couple of months now, and been doing an outstanding job. And she's always been very instrumental in working with our recycling program as well as our educational program with the kids to encourage recycling. And so she's still there and most certainly a very important part of that department down there. But she couldn't be here this morning.
I thought she was going to,
and she's having some dental work done, and she's not feeling up to par, and she said that her mouth was really sore, and she didn't know that she could do much talking and everything. So she wrote me down a list of stuff that she would like for me to share with everyone. Some of the new changes, which entails on what we've the solid waste board has voted on and put into law that will go into effect August 1st, and I think that was also run in the paper this week to get everybody aware, make everybody aware of the fees and stuff that we're having to pass on because they're being passed on to us and their solid waste department. And one of the fees, I think most everyone around here is already beginning to get familiar with, and that is mattresses. And we've been having to take mattresses to the point where that we have to store them and make an appointment to have them disposed of, and there's an extra cost on that. So the cost of a mattress is $5. I'm sorry. It's $5 to get your mattress disposed of. Now, that's a mattress. That's not a box frame. Box frames can still be, you know, they can take them and they can still dispose of them like they normally have been doing. But a mattress now, the state has really got strict on that. And so we have to, you can come down to my office and prepay the $5. And Lisa down there will give you a slip, or she'll give you paper that you can take down to the sanitation department, and once you get down there and take that and give that to the staff down there, and then they'll accept your mattress and load it onto a container and everything. So, the other big thing is tires, waste tires. We've had always had problems with waste tires, still have problems with waste tires. The cost of that is it just went out of sight, and we've had to change. There's one company that pretty much has got the monopoly on that, and that's Liberty Tires that we all deal with, and it's the only one that we can get that will take our disposed tires or waste tires and dispose of them. And before we had been taking on tires and allowing so many tires per family, per household, for no charge, but we're going to have to go back and start doing that the same way we're doing the mattresses, and that's prepaid for $1 a tire. If you have a bunch of tires or smoke buyers or whatever and you need to dispose of, we will continue to take them, but it's going to be a cost of $1 per tire. And you have to do it the same way that we're doing the mattresses. You got to come down to the office, and if you've got five tires or whatever, Lisa will give you a receipt on that and take it down there, and then they will take your tires and load them onto the trailer. And it costs us, I want to say about $100 a ton to dispose of those tires. And I know the state's been trying their very best to work on the tire situation as well as the mattress situation to try to help us come up with a way that we wouldn't have to do no charging. But as of right now, that's a cost that, and you know, I hate it, I do, but it's a cost that we have to pass on. And normally when you go buy tires, your tire dealer and everything will keep those tires, and they pay a fee. And
that's usually included in the price you pay, unless you tell them you want to take them yourself.
Exactly. And they'll charge you for that.
Right, and they charge for that, and it's more than what we're charging here in the
county. More than the dollar of what we're charging.
Yeah. Also, with the mattress, I know that you buy a new mattress, and they bring it by on the truck, and they say, you know, we'll pick up your old mattress, and you pay for yours. Well, they're adding in their cost on the front end of that. So you're paying for this no matter what.
And if you would do that, I mean, unless you got like for a mattress or something like that, and it's not that bad, and you just want to buy a new mattress and maybe use that mattress in another room or something, that's fine. But when they bring that mattress there and they ask you, do you want us to dispose of your mattress, let them. They're going to add that to that price and everything. As a matter of fact, it's probably already been added in.
Right.
No, I think that's just normal.
Because
you're going to have to, it's going to cost you $5 to have that mattress disposed of at the solid waste department. And the same way with the tires. I mean, if you take your tires home with you and you don't leave it at the tire dealer, that will, and eventually whenever you're ready to dispose of that tire, they won't accept it at the solid waste department, so they got a receipt before you come and take your dollar per tire. And that's the normal size tires. Now, whenever you get up into the bigger agricultural tires and stuff, that goes up to anywhere, it could range anywhere from $10 to $20 to $25, depending on. And I'm talking about big tractor tires, big
right.
Skidder tires, stuff I've been in those
tires. You're talking about these tires that weigh over 100 pounds.
Yeah, and then and all that will be done at the mayor's office, to be prepaid, and that way it'll be done on the same scale as the mattresses. And we just want to try our best to get the word out there to everybody, because I know it's going to be confusing, has been confusing on the mattresses, and I apologize for that. But it's something that we hate that we're having to do, but I know the Solid Waste Board has looked at it, and certainly this is what they had come up with. So if you have any more questions or anything, you know, as far as that, feel free to call the sanitation department down there, and they can plug me in on what the procedure is. So the convenience center is located at 169 Industrial Lane, and we sell all kinds of different items that we recycle, which is cardboard, plastic, glass, aluminum, metal, appliances, used oil, and the hours are from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's the recycling center. The site for you to dispose of your household garbage, of course, it's open on Saturday as well, but the recycling center is closed on Saturday. It's open Monday through Friday. The building itself, everything that the attendant stuff will be able for you to accept your household garbage. We also have the convenience sites, of the drop-off sites that are out in the county, and which we commonly call the green box site. And the state don't like for us to use that word much anymore, but I mean, it's
a big green box.
The way we use it. And we accept recyclables such as cardboard and plastic. So, some of the other recyclables that we accept, like used oil and things of that nature, need to take them down there to the convenience site because they're not have capability of handling some of the metals and stuff like that and everything.
Okay, now all that stuff like the used oil, do you accept that as some commercial businesses to bring those down and reprocess?
Yes, and it has to be, it can't be mixed. It can't have antifreeze that's been mixed in it and all that because we can't do that. And what we do is used oil, if it's good used oil, we'll recycle, we'll reuse that through our burner. We have a burner heat set up in the building itself, and we use that in the wintertime to heat the building and everything. So if it's had antifreeze mixed in it, and we can't use it, so then we have to dispose of that and get that disposed of, and they come around every so often, not maybe once a year, to get that, and a lot of times we have to pay to get that disposed of too. But I mean, if everyone, like you changing your oil in your vehicle, and a lot of people does that, I do some of that myself. Just keep it in your containers and just bring them down there and drop them off.
You probably can't remember the old oil change that you tasted during Clay County.
I don't know. Refresh my memory a little bit.
Across from the old rock quarry. I'm not sure if it was.
No.
There was a little ramp over there, and I'm not sure if it was either for county vehicles.
Oh, okay.
And every one of the county vehicles be pulled up on top of that thing and just drain the oil out of it. Guess where it's right next to a creek.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that ended a long time ago. But that used to be the process. Oil changes for a lot of it for myself and a lot of us younger folks. In those days, we would just pull our vehicle up on the county ramp there and change our oil right there. And
a lot of people used to use the ditch line. Because it was a good place. You just have to lay you some boards out there and just hope you get enough board it didn't break through with you. But you could straddle that thing and that gives you enough space where you can get underneath it. Kind of. So there's a lot of ways that you can do things like that. Okay.
If not for anything, we can't come up with ideas to take care of big problems.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That will take another little short break. Maybe I'll read the birthday and anniversary and we'll come back and quickly we'll be giving away that, once again, that delicious ice cream cake here at the end of the show. And today we have celebrating birthdays. Mitchell Dwayne Smith. The Smith family, they all called in to wish him a happy birthday. But we'd like to do that also. And Linda Strong called in to wish her husband Jerry a happy birthday. Miss Judy Burnett is celebrating a birthday today. And Brindley Barlow celebrated her 6th birthday. And this comes from Nana Sherry and Papa Mac. And John Hamilton celebrated his 16th birthday today. And Billy Kendall let us know that his daughter, Tara, celebrated a birthday today. And then also the Smith family called in to wish Kelly Bones a happy birthday. So we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday.
Absolutely.
We just remind you that 243-5574, call in, get your name on the answering machine here, and we'll transfer it over to a list. And then at the end of the show, we'll use our highly sophisticated, non-computerized system of getting a winner there. And that is a delicious, delicious, full-size ice cream cake from Moses Line of Dairy Queen. So keep that in mind when you call in. And we will be back in just a moment. Mayor Reagan again, I know he has quite a bit more things to talk about. We'll be right back in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
We're back. It's great to have you here with us. It's great that we're able to come out and do this each Thursday morning. And we, like I said before, we really thank the folks that make this possible, all the folks that advertise here.
Absolutely.
And I know we've said this a number of times before, but we do realize that, you know, with some of the limitations we have on the availability of some products here in Salina, that you do have to go outside of here to spend part of your money. But, you know, while you're there, you know, get the things you can't get in Salina somewhere else. But if you can get in Salina, come back here and patronize our folks here in Salina.
Oh, absolutely. You know, local, support your local, you know, businesses and, you know, that gas and there's different things, you know, that you can. When you do that, you are supporting your local economy. And we encourage everyone to do it.
You know,
certainly as often as you possibly can, because that has a lot to do with our budget process.
And not to give anyone any free advertising, but I probably would guarantee that this may be the only place in Tennessee, maybe the only place in the United States, that you can go in and get you a bologna sandwich and a soda pop for less than $1.50. Yeah. So,
we don't need that much anymore. Thomas, I'm back on the solid waste department. I tell you before you get off that, and I hope that any questions anyone has, feel free to give me a call or to certainly call down the solid waste department opening. And I just want to take this opportunity again to thank all the staff down there that worked hard, and certainly a big thank you goes out to her because she's helped me out a lot here in the last, she's been there, but certainly in the last couple of months and everything, she's done an outstanding job, and I appreciate that for her service and everything that she's done. But
certainly want to encourage everybody to please recycle everything that you possibly can. That helps us, that creates a revenue stream for the solid waste department. And not only that, it helps keep the amount of waste that's going into the landfill. And certainly, I know we see a lot of places that people are taking it and throwing it out on the side of the road or back up down some hollow or something like that. Please don't do that, because, I mean, take pride in the county. And we encourage everybody that, you know, that if you got some stuff that you need to get disposed of or whatever, we may not be able to take it down there, but just give us a call and we'll see if we can't figure out where you can take it to and everything. If, throwing it out on the side of the road or down the hollow is not the answer to that.
And, you know, that's something, too. We need to put our best face forward. We're continually talking about, you know, getting folks to stop here in Salina, getting folks to stop and do things here in the county. And to do that, you know, our county needs to be attractive to them and make folks want to stop. And they're not going to want to stop in the county where they drive by and see a stack of mattresses out on the side of the road. Or if they're out, you know, a lot of folks come here and they just get out of their vehicle sometimes and just take a walk and in high places here in the county. And, you know, if they see all these things, it says, you know, hey, these folks really don't care about themselves a whole lot.
Well, and since we've been going through the pandemic here the last few months, seems like it's been the last few years now, it seems like, but for the last 6 months, I know that I've had different calls from different counties have asked me that, have you noticed that do y'all have an increase in solid waste? And most of the counties around have been getting an enormous amount. And I guess that has goes along with a lot of folks who are home and doing different things and trying to catch up on different things and stuff like that. I don't know. But I noticed that we, there for about a month or so, you know, we were just our sites were being run over, you know, pretty much by waste. And our convenience sites that we have out in the county, like I said a moment ago, they do accept recycling materials such as plastic and cardboard and things such as that. But they are there for your household garbage. And that's by statute, that's the only thing really and truly that we have to accept is household garbage. And we certainly want to make sure that everybody knows that. The time that they're open, our sites out in the county are open on Monday from 7 to 5, and then they're closed on Tuesday. They're open back on Wednesdays from 7 to 5, and they're closed on Thursday, and then they're open on Friday and Saturday. They're closed on Sunday. So hopefully that will be, you know, enough time to give you an opportunity to get your garbage taken care of. And please, if it's closed, please don't set it on the outside of the fence and stuff, because that's littering. Anything you put on that ground, by law, that you're littering. And we certainly don't want anybody to have to.
There is a little fine that goes along with that.
There's a great big fine now. They've increased that quite a bit. And through the result of this COVID, and they have upped the fine rate on that, and they're starting to enforce that stuff. So we don't want anybody to get in trouble. We don't want anybody to have to pay a fine. And hopefully that we've got it the time set up for that would be convenient. I know it's not, you know, if it was open 24/7, I know it would be really convenient for everybody. But then again, I say it's any convenient for everybody, and that's we used to have problems with, we love our neighbors, and, but, you know, it's for Clay County residents only, and we certainly want to encourage everybody to do what you can and absolutely recycle every opportunity.
And, you know, there's some simple things that we can do when we bring, but like our cardboard, the simple thing of not bringing that big box in there and throwing it over in the bin.
Yeah,
break it down,
exactly.
And for more things can be safely stored there and easier to handle. And then when the guy's going to pick it up, now that doesn't kill 5 or 10 minutes for them, but turn your big TV box apart where they can flatten it out and get it loaded.
Yeah, and
it's little simple things make a big difference.
Yeah, it absolutely does, and thank you for saying that, because, I mean, I know it takes just a few more minutes and stuff for you to break that down, but you'd be amazed how much cardboard that you can stack up on a truck if it's broke down flat, instead of it's just thrown in there. And then when you throw cardboard in one of those green boxes and the truck has to come and get it, you could have some several big boxes in the bottom of it, and people start throwing the solid waste or the garbage and stuff on top of it, and it don't take long to fill that dumpster up and everything. So, and that's one of the reasons why that, when we first started, got hit with this COVID, we were a little reluctant about how we could handle that and everything, and then we had to put a halt on doing some of that stuff, and that's where that we started having a lot of cardboard stuff put in the dumpsters and, you know, the safety of everybody. But hopefully we've learned, and we have. I mean, you know, we're learning every day as we go by a little bit more about this virus, and but we're still, you know, in the middle of it, and I know that our numbers here in the county continues to be tick up somewhat, and but we want to encourage everybody to continue to observe the CDC guidelines as far as the state executive orders of the governor, and to practice good hygiene, social distancing, and avoid large gatherings. We're still under the order of 50 or less. We were for a long time under the order of 10 or less. And so right now we're under that order. But anytime you feel uncomfortable, please leave our mask. We haven't done a mandate on that. And hopefully we won't have to go that far. I feel and trust that we're all responsible enough that we know that what we need to do. And and I'm a firm believer if people buy into it, they'll actually do it a lot more than what it is if you try to make somebody do something. And once you do that, I mean, how are you going to enforce that? And that's the thing about it. And I mean, I just feel within my heart that everybody out there is responsible enough that they'll do that, because, you know, not just for me or for themselves, but for some of our elderly population and some of the folks that have underlying health conditions and stuff like that. Those are the ones that we really need to take into consideration. And we don't want to see it in a certain way in the week anyway.
You know, that's a big shout out that we need to make there. And that is the folks here that are in charge of our assisted living still here in Salina. We realize that there's been lots of heartbreak, a lot of heartache over there. You know, that you have relatives that are friends there that you couldn't go visit. But hopefully when this thing is all a little bit under control, where things become more normal, that those folks are still going to be there where you can go visit. You know, that's something. And, you know, I know in rural counties, like here in Clay County, in the rural counties, in states like Tennessee, for so long, you know, we were scattered out so far. We canceled all of our big social events here in Salina, where we bring in a lot of crews. And when we did that, you know, the numbers stayed pretty constant for a long time. And I think as the group, we started getting a little bit brave, and we have started venturing out. We've been venturing out. A lot of folks have used the same methods of protection that they used when they were in Clay County. And the same method, that's not going to work in lower broadband national.
No.
You know, you are going to bring it back. And before long, you know, our county has had quite a few in the last little bit. And it's not just our county. It's all in the entire state of Tennessee that's gone from one of the model states into one of the states that are in the state nearly of a crisis.
Yeah, and I know, and that's a very good point, because I know that, you know, especially in the summertime, and a lot of folks, you know, like the vacation time, and it has been it's been an upset in your lifestyle. And, Lord be our helper, we will get through this. And, they're working, I know that they're working real hard on coming up with a vaccine, and I feel confident that vaccine will come up hopefully sooner than later, but until that happens, we're going to be faced with this. And even after that, I mean, we'll always have this virus that will be lingering around, just like your flu virus and things of that nature and everything. But we can learn how to deal with this, and everybody, and I just want to commend everybody out there that, you know, that really taking this serious, you know, that it is a virus, and that people do get sick from it. Some people don't seem to affect that much about. And certainly want to thank all of our frontline workers, or our law enforcement, emergency service personnel, and everybody out there for what you do. And we certainly want to thank our education department. I know they have worked real hard on trying to come up with a strategy how to go about and trying to get schools open back up. We don't know yet how that's going to go. I mean, but I know that
we hope and pray that it'll be a safe opening.
Absolutely, and they will. I think they've got a plan together that they will take care of whatever that does come up, and we just have to all be patient and work together. And like I said a while ago, good Lord up above will see us through this.
You know, any time when you're working with something that you have never even thought of before, you know, there's going to have to be modifications made once it starts. You know, things are not going to work like you thought they would. So, you know, everyone, patience is going to be required to make this work. And, you know, once again, we said it may be things that we don't really like. I know a lot of us folks here, we were looking forward to having maybe the best football season coming up that we had in years and years. But, you know, we don't know how that's going to work out. We do know that they've got some plans in mind. And, of course, we don't know. You know, it may be one of these things where we're like some of these pro sports. We may not be allowed to sit and watch it. And that it may just be the participants and folks that have to be there. So, but some of the things that we're going to have to abide with until we have a chance to do better.
Well, and it may be something that, you know, we may have to, like, I know, like you mentioned a moment ago, a lot of our activities and stuff that we kind of put them back on hold until next year. Especially our homecoming days and stuff like that. And we're not for sure, you know, one of our big fundraisers for the Senior Citizen Center is the chili cook-off that we have every year in October. And we're not for sure yet exactly if that's going to take place yet. We hadn't made that call yet, but me and Sandra was talking about it the other day, and she said, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not. And we're waiting just a little bit longer to see what the outcome is going to be. But that's a good possibility that we may not be able to have that. Along that same line, you know, some of the things that we may not think about. I know I've been in the fire service for 30-something-plus years, and one of the things that we rely on is fundraisers to keep our volunteer fire departments up and going, and a lot of those consist of cakewalks and bean suppers and just different things like that. We've not been able to do that as well. I know the Moss, the department that I've been associated with for several years, we have one fundraiser a year, and that's the first of October November, and that's our annual bean supper. Now, look, we might not be able to do that this year. I don't know, because we'll generate probably 100, 120, 125, 130 people with them. And that's a pretty good little crowd, and we're building up there. But we all always have a good time, and we have music, and just enjoy the fellowship one with another. But that's how we raise some of our money and stuff to continue to operate our department. So, it's affected all of us in a lot of different ways. And so, like I said a moment ago, you know, we will get through this. There's nothing that, you know, that I'm a firm believer that God's in control, and he does all things well. He don't make mistakes. And so we'll get through this. Okay.
Okay, and with another, you know, the event that the courthouse that we have our Cumberland Run cruise in last weekend in September, and I think it hadn't been officially called off yet, but if you have anything to do with the organization running it, and you get to thinking about when you have 75 to 100 car owners to come in, and on a normal weekend, they would all come in for the courthouse and sign in on a sheet of paper and that type of thing. And, you know, you get to thinking it doesn't take but one in a crowd like that. And you would hate to have the responsibility and knowing that someone came in and we were the cause of a number of people.
Right.
You're in the county.
And, yeah, and we wouldn't intentionally mean to do that at all. And I mean, I had someone that sent an email here a while back, and they said, well, they come through Salina every day. Well, you just come through Salina at the time that we're dealing with this virus. And I mean, yes, I mean, there's not a lot of things as far as activities on the square that we can have right now. But I would encourage that person to come back, Lord willing, maybe this time next year, and hopefully, you know, you'll see a lot of things happening. Because I know there were plans for a lot of things.
You know, we want to be able to come back next year, don't we?
Exactly.
Okay, let's take a little short break. We'll come back, and I think
We've been here forever, haven't we? And we'll do that. I think we've got some little things. I know Dale's got a list here. Let's take a little short break, just a short commercial break. We'll be back, and we'll let him hurriedly run through some tests here. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, Dale. Okay, we got this Moore County business to inform everybody about the county commission meeting. We'll be meeting on August the 10th. Our normal meeting would be in August, I guess the first Monday night of the month, I think it might have been the 4th. And, but we've pushed that out to the 10th due to the fact that we have to run the proposed budget, the projected budget of 2020-2021 in the paper for 10 days and a couple of weeks before that the county commission can take action on that. And so that will be on August the 10th. It will run, it come out in the paper this week, it come back out in the paper next week, and it'll come so everybody can have opportunity to look at that. So, it'll be at 6:30 at the new courtroom down there at the government complex. We were meeting, and I think we've got about three different items on the agenda to go over. That would just be appropriations, or the approval of the new budget. And also your tax levy appropriations, which that's going to be the thing today. That's not going to change. So the commissioners shouldn't have any discussions about anything on it, because the budget committee has already went over the budget and everything. So that'll be on August 10th. And immediately following that meeting, Thomas, I want to share this with everyone. The AMLIS committee has called for a meeting after the adjournment of the county commission that night. So we'll be having a AMLIS committee meeting as well on August the 10th following the county commission meeting. We have on that meeting we'll have the approval of the county minutes of the following meeting of last month, and of course the approval of the county planning meeting. And also the acceptance of the last quarter of the trustees report will be on there. So that'll be in the other resolutions in fact that.
Okay, I do know we still got continued sales of the lots up on the lake going on. I think I heard they had another big online sale the other day and sold a bunch more of those.
Yeah. So that's the point we're talking
about. Yeah. So looks like we're going to maybe start picking up a few, a little bit more tax revenue from some of those folks, maybe.
And also, there's looks like an ongoing group that is looking at doing some development out toward the Moss area.
Right.
But on top of Arcot, I guess, through that Midway area out in there.
That's the other end of the Divide Road.
Out in there.
Maybe down the Divide Road a little bit or something.
I don't know if it's that. It could be. I don't know.
Talk with Mark.
We've got a gas line down through there, haven't we?
And also, we've got an economic development strategy session. I guess you'll be there next Wednesday. We're going to have that in the big room down here at the government complex or the community center. We've got room enough in there that we, I think that we can scatter everybody out. We've got some folks that are coming from the state. And right now, we're using half of that for early voting. And it seems to be working out real well for them. I know Wanda and they certainly appreciated Squeaky helping them, you know, get that set up and everything before they're able to do that, give everybody more room. And then next Thursday, I guess it is election day. So encourage everybody, if you've not voted, if not took advantage of early voting, it still goes on till Saturday. And at noon, I think, it closes out early voting, and then the election day is next Thursday. So get out there and vote.
I believe we're going to have to wind up here, we say.
Okay.
You want to reach in there?
I sure will.
I'm sorry that we got the talking.
That's what you get into when you have county mayor to come up here and talk.
We have a good time doing this. Looks like Mitchell Dwayne Smith.
All right.
Won the birthday cake today.
Happy birthday.
And your happy birthday. I hope you enjoy that. And I know that come by the chamber and pick up your little Dairy Queen card there. Now, when we do have a new volunteer director now for the chamber for a little while, Doug Young.
Yeah.
He's going to be there because he's been there for a long time with the Three Star Committee. And this right now, this is a voluntary, non-paid position. So you don't have to go around and ask everybody how much he's getting paid to do this.
Yeah. He made a proposal that he would continue doing it on a voluntary basis and at no pay. And the board voted unanimously to move him into that position. And he's been there for 10-plus years and pretty much had a hand in just about everything that's went on out there. Grant, Doc, has really been an asset and still an asset to the county and the city.
Well, yeah, and I do know that the chamber will miss Kevin, but if you do a good job when you're running something, there's usually someone there that can carry on when you leave. And I think he did an excellent job the years he's been there. And of course, we always want to remember Mr. Ray. Who did an excellent job for a number of
years.
Who is still
keep him in our prayers, that's for sure. And Amanda out there is the glue that's holding it together out there. I know she and I appreciate her so much, and she's come a long way since she's been out there. And so I know Dr. Young continues to do a superb job for us.
My philosophy of management has always been get real good people, get out of their way, and let them do their job.
There you go.
But Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
I see
you sign off, and we've got to shut the doors here on everything, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And don't forget to tune in this afternoon at 6 o'clock if you want to hear the rebroadcast. And also, these are streamed on the Bell Hall Horizon newspaper site. So that's another chance to listen to this. But with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.